Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Oh, bad news for people living near Lake Ontario. Water levels continue to rise, and one popular bar, Silk O'Loughlin's in Irondequoit, has been forced to close its doors due to floodwaters. The owner says it could be weeks before he's able to reopen. The lake is currently about a quarter inch from the record high set in 2017, expected to rise another 5 inches by mid-June, so it would be surpassing that record high. The National Guard is helping people living along the Irondequoit Bay with sandbagging efforts.
2019 at Carlisle High School in Pennsylvania put their school up for sale on Craigslist as their senior prank this year.
Oh my gosh.
The ad says their goal is to, quote, to help eliminate the Carlisle Area School District's $3 million budget deficit by selling the building, all faculty and staff included. Some of the features advertised include water, always either too hot or too cold, congested hallways, overworked and underpaid teachers and staff.
Jeez.
Students added that they would not be selling a volunteer math instructor, Mr. Spears, who is, quote, priceless. And they signed the ad with "Happy Last Day, Class of 2019."
That's funny.
See, that's a good senior prank.
Yeah,
they're not destroying anything.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No one's injured.
Yep, that's nice.
Take note.
When you hear somebody claiming how cold it is in the office, it's usually a female employee. I include myself in this. I have goosebumps right now in the studio.
That's it keeps how more alert. Chilly it is. I think it makes more alert.
No, actually it doesn't. As it turns out, the office thermostat is set around 70 degrees based on a 1960s formula tied to men's higher metabolic rates. But, you know, it's 2019, and with women making up half of the U.S. workforce, men's comfort should not obviously be given precedence over women's. So now new research finds that cooler office temperatures may actually have a very real and chilling effect on women, lower productivity and cognitive performance. In a real life study conducted by USC, women increased their performance on math problems by 1.76% for every 1.8 degree increase in temperature. Men's cognitive abilities were not as impacted by warmer temperatures. So the findings suggest that in mixed gender offices, which are most offices, they should increase their temperatures to the ideal temp of 75.
That is steaming. No.
No, what is it in here right
72.
Now?
72.
And I'm freezing.
Well, it said that 70 was the normal one, so you're welcome.
No, it should be 75 in here, and then I will be able to work
and
properly.
Then I'll be sweating.
Well, you have a problem. You have a condition.
I'll just give you a big hug after.
Get a fan.
And finally, the Team PXY feed. Well, this is great timing for Memorial Day weekend, where a lot of you'll be firing up your grill.
Mm-hmm.
More than 62,000 pounds of raw beef is being recalled over E. coli concerns, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service. The meat was packaged at the Aurora Package Company, Inc. in North Aurora, Illinois, and distributed nationwide. The recall covers more than 40 products, including ribeyes, ribs, and brisket cuts. The affected products have the establishment number EST788 inside the USDA mark of inspection. I know who's not going to be going to a cookout this weekend.
I'll be eating chicken. God, why, Corey? Why?
Why what?
Why?
Why do recalls happen?
Yes!
For
the love of God.
A few stories up online right now at 98pxy.com if you want to go check that out. Of course, you can find out where our next buy one, get one free 98pxy Summer Jam ticket drop is. But New Jersey beach smoking ban in place for the summer, and smokers are mad, saying that they are being discriminated against for being smokers. Also, this was big. Harvey Weinstein's accusers reportedly agreed to a $44 million settlement. Now, I'm not positive on, so what is the implication of this? Does this mean he's not going to face jail time now?
We don't know. We need someone who knows to
Now, if it was a fine, you can get a fine and prison time.
Right.
But if it's a settlement, Wouldn't you think that this means he's going to skip going to prison?
I don't know.
Which would be absolutely sickening, by the way, considering
horrific.
The things that he's done. Again,
horrific.
$44 million, a lot of money, but this guy has a lot of money.
I don't care.
And he doesn't deserve to lose his money. He deserves to go to jail.
These people, and if this is it, if it all comes down to just him paying these women money and then he doesn't have
and makes it go away,
doesn't pay prison time.
It's exactly what
a sellout move.
Well, it's also exactly what he's been doing this entire time.
God.
He's already settled out of court on how many of these?
I know.
Nothing has changed.
I know.
Nothing has changed.
I know. It's really sad.
Just more high profile, and it definitely will be hard for him to find work. But
But he doesn't need work. He's a multi-millionaire. Like,
right.
He doesn't need to work anymore anyway.
And then this week it was announced that e-scooters, those electric scooters, they're coming to Rochester. Going to be like the Zaxter program where you can do a scooter share. This could be a bad omen, though. The mayor of Nashville is banning scooters from their city.
Mm, wow.
You can find out why, and that might impact us here in Rochester this summer when our scooters show up. Mm-hmm. Again, at 98pxy.com, also up there. Keep the voting coming. Getting a lot of comments on today's Savage or Sensible. Hamming it up and doing a stunt when you walk across the stage at graduation. Vote right now, 98pxy.com. Text in the keyword VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 69822.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.